Victory by Gwyneth Hughes.
Painful is the sailor's life on the restless sea. Little dream they are of its strife, they who live at ease.
Emma?
Yes, yes, my little girl.
Emma, it's time.
No, no, not yet, Ma. I can't let her go yet.
The sun will be down soon.
But, Ma, I do love her so.
You already made your choice.
When did a girl like me ever have a choice?
And your life is moving and gathered in all directions and love. Hey, Emma. Emma!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, my dear. I was somewhere else entirely.
Watch her run up a battle standard, Nelson, when we don't yet know if His Majesty will receive
it. Oh, don't I win all my battles?
Almighty God knows Nelson's worth, even if the King do not.
Oh, don't be modest. It doesn't suit you. And Baron Nelson of the Nile is simply not grand enough. So, which more marvellous title shall we implore His ungrateful Majesty to grant you? Earl Alexandria. Oh, no, Viscount Pyramid. Oh, Prince Victory. Oh, Marquis Crocodile. Marquis Crocodile of all Egypt.
Emma!
People of London, the hero of the Nile is among you. Hearts of oak are our ships.
Emma, come away now. Strain yourself, my dear.
You see, Mr. Ambassador, the English people love our friend, whatever the King may say.
How can you know what the English people love? You've been the diplomat's wife in Italy for 15 years.
Right, who are you got in there?
Away with you, young scoundrel.
Sailor, do you not know me?
Your sleeve's empty. Oh, God love you, sir. Hey, it's Lord Nelson.
Good Lord, they're on his horses.
They mean to pull us themselves.
Lady Hamilton, your public away.
Beware vanity.
Is it vanity? After 2.5 long years to wish my husband to myself?
I think it vanity to believe badly of him on report and rumour only. Come now, Fanny. My brother is a hero. A smile should be his pattern.
He's coming.
Oh, the shame.
How England shall love Emma too?
Nelson forever!
Nelson forever!
But the genius of the idea, the true genius, was to drive his fleet inside the enemy line on that blind side. 13 great French ships, Napoleon's fleet, poof! Blasted from the face of the earth.
But you might have found it on the rocks, Horatio.
I might, but I didn't.
Reckless.
Victorious? Am I to be more proud of England's hero than is his own brother?
When the news reached Naples, Emma made us parade the streets till dark.
A band around her lovely head with the words Nelson and Victory.
I do confess I thought they'd done for you.
I am killed, says I. Remember me to my wife.
To read of it all in the newspapers tormented and almost killed me.
Would you excuse me?
Emma, my dear, are you unwell?
Do you ignore your guest who is indisposed, madam?
May I assist you, Lady Hamilton? Here is a bowl.
such a long journey. I fear my digestion...
Your digestion? Oh, madam!
Oh, no, Lady Nelson misses nothing. She's like a little tomtit. Squeak, squeak! The little beady eyes on her.
And now she knows you're with child.
Made his days wretched and his nights miserable.
And now the wicked, false, malicious fiend presumes to judge me. Oh, Ma, if the world should learn of this.
My dear little girl, we have done this before.
No, no, I can't send the baby away this time.
Now, Emma...
How can I deny Lord Nelson his first child?
His lordship is to be received at court this very day. And how long will he wait for that to happen again if news should get out of your folly?
My Lord Admiral, I need a ship right away.
A ship right away? For a man who cannot obey a direct order?
I follow my own judgment and that of divine providence.
And I am left blaming the Almighty for your insubordination. Nelson, you are your own master and can no longer astonish me.
Sirs, His Majesty will receive you.
Are you ready for this?
I am not.
Admiral Lord St. Vincent, Commander-in-Chief of His Majesty's Mediterranean Fleet, and Rear Admiral Lord Nelson.
Let's walk forward, that's it.
Our little Jack Tower positively shivers with tinsel.
Bejeweled for the ladies.
Just the one lady. I hear she's a prime article.
Your Majesty, Your Royal Highness, may I present our most illustrious Tower. Pride of the realm, scourge of Napoleon, only guarantor of the nation's survival, Rear Admiral Lord Nelson, hero of the Nile.
Your Majesty.
What in heaven's name is that glittering from your hat, Nelson?
A gift from the Sultan of Turkey, Your Majesty.
Oh, dear.
He turned his back on me, Fanny. He rubbed me in front of the entire company.
He has perhaps heard the tittle-tattle and taken exception to it. For all his pomp, Horatio, the king is a plain man.
It's not just I who's unfairly scorned. The Hamiltons are good people, fine people, brave and true and strong, with hearts like lions. They have served and sacrificed for this country, and dear Lady Hamilton is the best of women.
And I am sick of hearing about dear Lady Hamilton.
There would have been no victory at the Nile without her. It was Emma persuaded the King and Queen of Naples to supply my fleet.
Am I then to understand your friendship with her as a patriotic duty?
Without her kindness after, as hostess and nurse, I might never have come home at all.
I nursed your poor arm once.
And I love you sincerely. But I cannot forget my obligations to Lady Hamilton, nor speak of her otherwise than with affection and admiration.
I heard today from your sister, Kitty, who is kind enough to invite us for Christmas.
I shan't be here at Christmas.
You go back to sea?
I'm invited to Wiltshire.
Alone?
With the Hamiltons. I'll sleep in the drawing room.
No. No, no. You shan't go. You shan't leave. I beg, I entreat you to believe no wife ever felt greater affection for her husband than I do.
I know it.
Every wish, every desire of mine is to please the man whose affection constitutes my happiness.
You are blameless.
And she is with child. You lie barefaced to your wife. You think you can lie to your king and country?
Good God, what is that commotion?
I've walked the streets all night.
Nelson!
Good Lord, man, you're wet through.
Come in, Colonel. Lord, why so distressed?
Emma?
The three of you in that bedroom together.
Oh, I could hardly throw him back on the street.
It's not the sense he was born with, and neither of you.
Don't look at me. I was for sending him back. But Sir William said he don't care a fig for what the world says.
Mrs. Cadogan.
We're preparing a room for you, my lord. Come with me. My mother has settled our friend in the blue room.
When he first came to us in Naples, do you remember?
Oh, yes. Emma, you said, I am about to introduce you to a little man who cannot boast of being very handsome, but is such a man who I believe will one day astonish the world.
I felt the most piercing regard for our friend from the first. Yes. When the ambassador's wife barely noticed him. Now, the survival of our country is entirely in his hands.
I never wished to attract notice. I wish to be an example of good conduct and to show the world that a pretty woman is not always a fool. I wanted to make you happy.
I love my wife. I love my friend. I love my country. How can I not be happy?
I can never repay you for your kindness to me.
Yes, you can.
I will bring no shame upon you.
How do you think you're going to keep it a secret now? Under your husband's own roof.
My husband understands we are three hearts in one body.
Four hearts in just a few weeks' time.
You are naive, Ma.
And you are arrogant and shameless.
You haven't understood a thing.
I understand very well that such honour as you have now was hard won and can be lost in an instant when poor Sir William sees.
My husband sees better than any of us deserve. He sees what must be done.
Commit my life to him who made me, and may his blessing light upon my endeavours for serving my country faithfully. Amen. 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 In bed with him.
Well, he is my husband.
I walked all night, and to come here and to find you in his arms.
The dear man is old and ill, and he sleeps badly. I won't deny him the comfort of friendship. No man takes pleasure in my arms but you. And my Nelson's glory is dearer to me than life.
I have been the world around and in every corner of it and never saw your equal.
Oh, Nelson, quietly.
If you were single and I found you under a hedge, I'd marry you tomorrow. My love for you is unbounded as the ocean.
Oh, no, we will be discovered. Shh.
What's to discover? That I love you most dearly and hate the French most damnably? All else we will deny.
Oh, the baby.
Most brazenly.
Can we lie to all the world?
To all the world. To friends and family and governments. Only never to God and never to each other.
Oh.
I don't want to hurt you or our child.
How can you hurt me?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Fonthill Splendens.
I have to keep your cloak on.
Shh, Ma.
I'm back for the week congratulating your poor husband.
I fall on one knee before the Madonna della Gloria. The breathing statue. How marvellous. More beautiful than ever. More ample than ever.
Ah, excellent.
Ah, Sir William, Merry Christmas. Oh, and our guest of honour. Britannia's sons, attend my call, and jolly sailors, one and all.
Attend my call.
Regard Lord Nelson's Lady Hamilton. Or anybody else's Lady Hamilton.
Unfair, Beckford. She was never a strumpet. But how she do love to be adored.
God knows I've been the butt of enough gossip in my time, but one do wonder how our dear old kinsman can stand it.
Our Uncle William knew exactly what he was doing when he took Emma off my hands.
But when you still had the enjoyment of her girl, was she so very enormous?
A cleanlier, sweeter bedfellow does not exist.
Oh, very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the hero of the nine.
Oh. Is it all over between you?
These many years.
Then why does the lovely creature summon you with her eyes?
private audience with the goddess. I am blessed indeed. Emma, you are more charming than ever, if a little fuller of figure.
Admiral Lord Nelson is soon to adopt a child. He will place that child, whose mother is unknown, into the care of his dear friend, Lady Hamilton.
And we all thought you were simply grown unfortunately fat. Bravo, Emma. A lie of truly heroic proportions.
It shall be Lord Nelson's first child, as his unhappy marriage was without issue.
Was? Was I sleeping? Did I miss his wife's sadness?
Please don't tease me, Greville. What I ask of you now is more important to me than life. This is a first child. For both its parents.
Nelson hardly thinks you were a virgin when he met you.
No, not a virgin, not a mother either. A mother who gave up her own child. Nelson would never understand it. I barely understand it myself.
I don't recall much weeping when you did it before.
Dear God, all my happiness then was you, Greville. But, oh, I was 17 years old and your bargain was harsh.
I think I was more than generous to a child which was not mine.
Emma!
I'm here.
Nor was it my uncle's. Lord alone knows whose it was. Yet Sir William married its mother and paid for its education, and you repay him by making him a cuckold.
If you think my dear husband will thank you for those sentiments, you could not be more mistaken.
Emma, are you coming?
I don't fear disgrace in the eyes of the world, Greville. I fear the loss of Nelson's regard more than death. If ever you love me, even a little, keep faith with me now and never tell what you know.
Our entertainments are ever more sublime. The night is young.
Good night. You were pretending.
I fall asleep. Why not my darling while she lies here under the same roof? Are you mad?
The world is so ill-natured, Greville, that the worst construction is put upon the most innocent actions. And a sacred friendship is misunderstood.
You must allow me to be enraged on your behalf, Uncle William.
To what end? I'm an old man who has lived long enough in this world to know what pleasure is to be had from serene acceptance of the inevitable.
A man who feels truly serene does not sit up past his bedtime worrying in front of the fire.
Lord Nelson is my friend. And a more honourable man, a more necessary man, is nowhere to be found.
I wish most sincerely I'd never sent her to you.
Oh, you sent me the most beautiful thing I've ever possessed.
Oh, but I've long forgiven Greville. He needed rid of me, so he could seek a wife with a fortune.
The villain.
So he sent us off to Naples, me and Ma, on what was supposed to be a holiday. I was 21 the very day we arrived. But I enjoyed it not, silly girl. For all I could do was weep for love of Greville. I vaguely noticed this tall old man waiting for us. Oh, but it was wonderful. Nelson, the sunshine and the music. And the people, the Neapolitan people. They would stop me in the street to marvel at my beauty. Oh, I was so beautiful then.
More beautiful now.
No.
Tell me, Emma, the truth. Did he force you?
No. Huh? No. No, Sir William realized very soon that I did not understand the transaction his nephew proposed. He saw how much it would hurt me. And he waited. He was the very soul of patience and a kinder gentleman never existed. And I grew to love him, in a way.
And now, do all the secrets of your heart truly belong to me?
Yes.
Then what can spoil our happiness?
Oi, jealous! With my present feeling, I might be trusted with 50 virgins naked in a dark room. But you...
My husband cannot say no to the Prince of Wales.
But to sit him next to you at dinner where he might touch you or kiss you. The unprincipled liar. Well, God blast him. When I should be at sea, what are you, a whore for auction?
Oh, villain. Go back to that cold-hearted pig of a wife. And may she accept such vile language from you, for I never will.
I entreat you, do not scold me, for I never deserved it from you. Forgive me, Emma, before duty claims me again.
Go away, Ma!
Captain Hardy's here.
Hardy.
Your flagship awaits, sir.
You should be God's happy instruments again.
I have a carriage waiting.
There is somewhere I need to go first.
You were universally the subject of conversation. Everybody of title or fashion desired to speak to me of your deeds. To be the wife of a hero seemed then sweet indeed. Until the day I longed for arrived, and another man came home.
I have taken a lease on a house for you. And your allowance will, I promise, be generous.
A man I no longer recognize seeks to buy my silence.
I seek to do my duty.
Then stay. Oh, God, stay. Be mine. Let all be as it was.
That can never be.
Her husband is an old man. She has not long to wait for God to release her, but you. Oh, poor Nelson. How much you must yearn to be free. And after 13 years of marriage, this is your dismissal.
I wish you every happiness.
Sir William, you're back rather early.
I need to speak to my wife.
No, sir. Her cold, it's taken a rather serious turn, sir.
Then kindly bring us both some tea.
I'm sorry, sir. Perhaps later.
Now, the child was born in October.
She is 4 months old.
She's very small for 4 months.
Mrs. Gibson, you shall be nursing a most remarkable child. The adopted daughter of Admiral Lord Nelson. Her mother, a high-born lady whose identity cannot be revealed, gave birth to her while I was away in Europe. The child's name is Horatia. She is 4 months old.
Yes, so you said.
I own that Lord Nelson is the most virtuous, loyal, and truly brave man I've ever met with, and our greatest friend.
One heart in three bodies.
But Emma, that vow was made in a sunnier place and a kinder time. Now, all the world is judging us, laughing at us. Yet the truth is, even now, I care not a pin for the great world. Had him attached to no one as much as to you.
Everything I am, I owe to you.
Tell me, Emma, how shall I be remembered?
As a kind, good man. As a fine collector. A scholar. A devoted friend. A true Englishman.
But a foolish husband.
If love be foolish, why then we are all three of us fools.
Or perhaps the pearls.
Ma, I don't care. I can barely stand. How can I face this family?
Nonsense. When I've finished with this air, you'll be able to hold your head up in any company.
They will see through me.
Like all the world,
Lord Nelson's family will see only what the returning hero wants them to.
Ulm is the hero.
I'm very glad to be so, my friend. Though for 3 days, leave only. Emma?
We'll make her entrance when she's ready.
Dear brother.
Well, Kitty, and here's a sight to gladden the heart. How prosperous you do look.
Well, so we hope to become with our famous brother's help.
You know I will do my best for you.
Sooner rather than later, there's a good fellow.
Emma. Oh, Emma.
What will no one introduce us? Nelson to the rescue, I beg you.
Lady Hamilton, dearest friend of my heart. May I present my brother, Edmund, and my sister.
Oh, Kitty. Of course, darling Kitty. My dear Nelson's favourite sister, and hence mine too. I do hope my old dress amuses you.
It's charming.
Oh, I embroidered your brother's name around the hem to welcome him home from the Nile.
Alas, only the remains of him.
Oh!
Ah, but now we have you safe home.
Yes.
We're all agreed you should never more risk your shattered frame.
We are so grateful to you, Sir William, for your care of our brother. We have many times feared to lose him from his injuries.
I give you the hero of the Nile.
The champion of England.
No, Emma. It is your sex that rewards us. Your sex who cherishes our memories. And you, my dear honored friend, are, believe me, the first, the best of your sex.
None but the brave deserve the fair.
None but the brave deserve the fair.
So, commander of the Baltic fleet. So they will have you freeze to death this time.
Strike quick and be home shall be my motto.
Oh, yes.
Ah, clever girl. Finer child was never produced by any two persons.
So, I must find my hero a house in the country.
A little farm where a man might keep a pig and a child run like a lamb.
And install therein this very small person who is my only rival for his affections.
I think she is like you in the upper part of her face.
Gone 2 months, and he still writes from his ship daily. Imagine, your Royal Highness. He asks me to check his lottery ticket in case he's won.
Fear not, madam. The man is indestructible.
Yet tender as an infant, in all that regards the soft affections.
Happily for our country, he leaves those characteristics at home.
It's clear that seldom has existed any human being so little sullied by any act or vice.
Yes.
Oh, God. I humbly beg your pardon, lady. A letter for our Commander-in-Chief.
Lord St. Vincent means to keep us in suspense till midnight.
His Majesty's Navy reports a victory at Copenhagen.
Oh, bravo, Nelson! Bravo!
Heavy losses, your Royal Highness. Too heavy. The man's a ferocious predator and a reckless fool.
A reckless fool, my Lord Admiral, but a lucky one. A fine qualification for commander.
Sorry to wake you.
No. Oh. Well, the conquering hero was off conquering. His lady found him a palace and hopes to be worthy of his glory.
Your dear little thatch cottage is palace enough for me.
It is altogether the worst place under all circumstances that I ever saw pretending to suit a gentleman's family.
Oh, surveyors. Puff, no imagination.
This must be the dirty black-looking canal which keeps the whole place damp. We should call it the Nile.
Yes.
And this should be the quarter deck. That summer house, the poop.
The poop.
You should be Lady Paramount of all the territories and waters of Merton.
Hurrah!
Well chosen, farmer's wife.
Luncheon!
No.
Tell me, Hardy, does one of these fine artists capture me better than the other?
Both portraits currently suffer from your inability to stand still. Admit it. Peace is a fine thing, but you do miss the fighting.
Oh, I miss the money. Guard, but peacetime is hard on the pocket. My dear Lady Hamilton knows well how to spend it.
My lord, please stand still.
Alas, I'm not used to being attacked port and starboard at the same time. We plain at Paradise, Merton Hardy, but have good wine, good fires, and a hearty welcome. And you'll meet the most precious little jewel of my heart.
A rocking horse! See, my darling,
Akinham.
Oh, clever girl. See, what a pretty baby I have, Captain Hardy.
Hardly a baby now. Look at her walking, Hardy.
Oh.
And now, Horatia, see what a pretty present I've got you.
Oh,
how kind it is of Lord Nelson, and how characteristic, do you not agree, Captain Hardy, to put such a treasure into my care?
Certainly, madam. Christian act.
Lady Hamilton is a saint, and in this age of wickedness, sets an example of real virtue and goodness.
No.
Yes.
Come, my little beauty. See what your admiral has got you.
Ow!
Oh! Oh! Oh, I'm as clumsy as a monkey. How lucky it is that I never had children of my own. Emma? Gentlemen. Ma? Do introduce our little orphan foundling to his lordship.
Miss Emma Carew, who lives with my sister in Manchester. Admiral Lord Nelson and Captain Hardy.
How do you do, sirs?
Another Emma. Still, there can never be too many. You're most welcome to Paradise, Merton. To avoid confusion, we shall call you Little Emma.
Little Emma is what I always have been called, sir.
Painful is the sailor's life on the restless seas. Little dream they of its strife. They who live at ease.
I'm sure I know this song.
Well, then sing with me, Little Emma. While he's roaming o'er the deep, they are safe at rest. They are cradled into sleep on some fond wife's breast.
Heaven knows where I learnt it.
Heaven indeed.
Triumph. Nobody suspected a thing. Little Emma cannot come here again. It's too big a risk.
May I never be permitted even to look at her?
The problem is she looks at you.
Lady Hamilton.
You made your choice long ago.
I am bereft to lose you so soon, my dear little Emma.
I think I have had the loveliest time of my life. Lady Hamilton, you have been so very kind.
Well, one must always be kind to country cousins. Good Lord, I'm a country cousin myself these days.
Lady Hamilton, may I speak plainly? I am oppressed by so many doubts and fears. My memory...
Oh, memory plays tricks, child. Do not trust it. Painful is the sailor's life.
Sorry, I have no accomplishment in singing.
On the contrary, you have a lovely voice. And were your poor mother alive today, your grace and dignity would do her great credit. Now look, the carriage is waiting.
Dear Lady Hamilton, I am without a name, without parents, but my heart is filled with tenderness for you, and I only long to learn if my claim on you is greater than you have hitherto acknowledged.
It is not. Goodbye, child.
I remember a time when you wished for tranquility.
William, I'm gardening. Can we please just enjoy the sunshine?
But now all visiting and bustle is your liking.
Oh, I went to a nursery of plants.
Never fewer than 12 to table. No concern for the expense.
And I found there this fine carnation named Admiral Nelson.
I am arrived at the age when some repose is really necessary.
Oh, how have you become such a fractious and nitpicking old man?
Oh, God.
William. William?
It is as you once said to me, old friend. Can you hear me?
William? Oh, but he breathes so harshly. I'm sure he wants to hear your voice.
We must admire the Creator. Do all the good we can upon Earth.
And take the chance of eternity. Without dismay.
Three joined in one.
Three.
Oh, he wants your hand, Emma, as well as mine.
Godspeed.
You are left an annuity of £800, Lady Hamilton, chargeable on Sir William's Welsh estates. And in a codicil, he directs that your debts of £700 be paid.
But the rest of his estate?
All goes to his nephew, Mr. Greville.
I am left nothing? I care not for the money. But my husband is 1 month dead. And now I am also to lose the husband of my heart.
Napoleon has crowned himself Emperor of France and means to be Emperor of all Europe.
I look in the mirror and see my face is an honest picture of the sufferings of my soul.
I look and see the face of an angel.
Well, at last it has become a tired, old, tear-stained angel.
This is my favourite picture of you, Emma. It shall hang in my cabin, for you know what I shall cry out in the heat of the battle.
For Emma. And for England.
Emma, I burn all your dear letters because it is right for your sake. And I wish you would burn all mine.
Burn your letters when they're all I shall have of you?
You shall have more of me than you can stand soon enough. And children and grandchildren. And we shall live all together and be happy. Once I have answered God's call.
He has too many uses for you.
My soul is God's, but my body Emma's.
I've got the baker's and the butcher's bills cast up. They come to £100.17.
Well, I'll have to wait.
Oh, Emma, we spend far too much.
Oh, my love. Oh, dear God. Oh, I feared I would not know you. 2 years. How long do I have you, Nelson? A month? A week?
A couple of days.
Oh, God.
Kiss me instead.
Aye. She's like her mother. We'll have her own way or kick up a devil of a fuss.
Oh, shh, Nelson. She's nearly five and her understanding advances.
Look, my lady, at my silver cup.
Oh, Nelson, how I do love her. But how I do idolise you, the dearest husband of my heart. You are all in the world to your Emma.
Stop kissing.
For 2 years without leave, I have chased our enemy across the world's oceans, Prime Minister. And I tell you that your intelligence regarding the recent movements of the French fleet is simply wrong.
Why not speak plainly, Nelson?
Mr. Pitt, whatever your spies at the Admiralty say, the French are off Spain, sir. Depend upon it, should the two fleets combine, they will present an overwhelming force, and the Emperor Napoleon will seize his chance to invade England.
Well, there is no doubt in the public mind who should lead us against them.
I have had only a fortnight at home, sir, and had hopes of a quiet life with my family.
As Commander-in-Chief of the Mediterranean Fleet, you would command 40 ships of the line. The largest command that any admiral has had in living memory.
lie back and let me bathe you.
There is no mortal soul on earth of whom I am jealous tonight.
And I am jealous of 800 sailors and one creaking, groaning old man of war. HMS Victory, who will send you home in several pieces so that I must nurse you back to health all over again.
I dimly recall a lovely nurse. Italy, was it? Two strong arms, two big eyes, two lovely breasts.
And I recall a poor shuddering wreck with only one of anything.
And may it rot off if ever another woman comes near it. Besides, you like me that way. You hardly noticed me when I first came to Naples, when I was whole and hearty and not a scar on me.
Oh, you were a married man. And you didn't need me then, before your victories. Oh, I've had a fortnight's dream, and I'm awoke to all the cruel misery of this separation.
Hush, my love.
It may be a sin to love, or might have been when I was another's. I am now free, yet you are not. And I must sin on and love you more than ever, loving you beyond this world. It is a crime worth going to hell for.
There is no room in hell for us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Stay, Emma.
Dearly beloved, I... Well, perhaps...
Emma, I have taken this sacrament with you this day to prove to the world that our friendship is most pure and innocent. And of this I call God to witness.
Amen to that.
A moment alone, sir.
Of course, yes, sir. Dearly beloved, let us, yes, this way.
What's happening, Mrs. Cadogan?
Perhaps your brother is asking for some blessing before battle.
But the vicar is leaving with us.
Look in my pocket, quick. You'll find two rings.
Oh. Oh.
Wilt thou love me, comfort me, honour and keep me, in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto me, as long as we both shall live?
Longer, for all eternity.
With this ring, brave Emma is my wife in the sight of the Lord.
Amen.
If there were more Emmas, there'd be more Nelsons. May the great God, whom I adore, enable me to fulfill the expectations of my country.
Oh, dear God.
And if it is thy good providence to cut short my days upon earth, I bow with the greatest submission, relying that thou wilt protect those so dear to me. I leave behind all that I hold dear in the world.
See how the men kneel for you, my lord, and the women weep.
I had their huzzas before, Hardy. I have their hearts now.
On some fond wife's breast.
What is it?
A messenger, sir, from the Admiralty.
Prime Minister, I'll tell you something.
Oh, good God, sir, what's happened?
A glorious victory, sir, at Trafalgar. Lord Nelson is dead.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, I have 1,500 of his letters, Kitty. He bade me burn them, but how can I?
You can't.
No, for the smallest trifle that concerns him is so very interesting. I think I hear the tower guns. Some victory, perhaps, in Germany.
Perhaps it may be news from my brother.
In my day, Mr. Pitt, Fallen sailors got pitched over the side. Watery grave and so forth.
He expressly entreated Captain Hardy to bring his body back to England, Your Majesty.
And what are we supposed to do with a dead hero preserved in a barrel of brandy?
We shall have to bury him with full honours.
Next, you'll be telling me he fancied himself important enough for Westminster Abbey.
I believe him to have expressed a preference for St. Paul's Cathedral. Not so damp or so gloomy. He was much loved by the people. And these are revolutionary times, Your Majesty. I fear turbulence if we do not give their hero the farewell they may feel he deserved.
You are a clever being, Mr. Pitt. A Royal Navy service. Ha! Men only!
Think of him alone in that vast space. The men of HMS Victory will support him. They'll carry the ship's colours and lay them in the commander's grave.
Yes, the men who loved him, yes.
They may approach his poor resting place, but not his beloved sister, nor his heart's companion.
We must try to be brave.
Oh. To be excluded from his funeral. Kitty, it's too cruel.
The hero who, in the moment of victory, fell covered with immortal glory.
And as my last writing before the battle will be to you, so I hope in God that I shall live to finish my letter. Thank you, Captain Hardy.
I was honor-bound and determined to bring you that letter. It was the last request he made me.
Oh, miserable, wretched Emma.
My lady, I may have spoken my mind on former occasions more freely than you could have wished.
Days have passed on, and I know not how they end or begin, nor how I am to bear my future existence. I beg you, Captain Hardy, tell me.
About the funeral?
About the battle?
No. Lady Hamilton.
I hold in my arms the jacket he wore at the moment of his death. Its blood is more precious to me than my own. Please do not deny me this.
The men's courage is a credit to you, Hardy.
They learn to hate the French from you, sir. Ah! Oh, are you hit?
Hardy, I believe they've done it at last.
His end was swift.
Do not spare me.
Hardy, take a handkerchief from my pocket. Cover my face. Don't let the men know I'm hurt.
Hold that man down!
Wrong! More wrong!
My lord, is that you?
Mr. Beatty, Lord Nelson is here. Mr. Beatty, the Admiral is wounded.
Get back to your men, Hardy.
I cannot leave you.
Go back and win the battle.
You must understand, I could not remain at his side throughout. Victory being my ship, and the battle raging, and 800 men under my command, and the signal. England expects every man to do his duty.
How long?
3 hours more.
Sorry, my lord. The surgeon will see the wound.
Hardy. Remember me to Lady Hamilton. Remember me to Horatio. Remember me. I felt it break my back.
My lord, unhappily for our country, nothing can be done for you.
Pray that my dear Lady Hamilton have my hair. And all other things belonging to me.
He showed me your picture before the battle. He said, this is what inspires me. She loves glory and will either triumph in my fame or weep over my grave.
Please, tell me the end.
Mr. Beatty?
He lives for the moment.
Drink.
I congratulate you, sir, on a brilliant victory. We've taken 14 or 15 ships.
I had bargained on 20. Don't throw me overboard, Hardy.
I give my word.
Take care of my dear Lady Hamilton. Take care of my poor Lady Hamilton.
Is your pain great, sir?
Kiss me, Hardy.
I feared he would think I only kissed him because he asked me to. So I kissed him again. I become stupid with grief for what I have lost.
Thank you.
It was good of you to come, Captain Hardy.
I did my duty by Lord Nelson.
How can she live now he's gone?
He has left Lady Hamilton and Horatia as a legacy to his king and country, a bequest to the nation that they shall have an ample provision to maintain their rank in life.
And will king and country care for them in accordance with his wishes?
I cannot say.
So all she has is her old mother. And when I'm gone, she is lost.
May I venture to ask, noble prince, if you have received my letter? Your Royal Highness?
All 23 pages of it, yes.
Sir, 7 years since our national tragedy, I am harassed by extreme financial embarrassments. There are tradesmen, clamorous, cruel. And, sir, the slender provision made by Lord Nelson for his daughter, Horatia, the only living blood of that glorious man who loved and adored you, our Prince Regent.
Madam,
the ingratitude of Lord Nelson's country cuts to the heart.
Madam, do not stoop to criticism of that glorious man. Bloody woman's exhausted.
Yes, Your Highness.
If that's what the newspaper says...
I can't believe it. Listen, brother. These are the genuine letters of a truly Christian hero, a most affectionate and tender friend.
You suspect forgery?
I do. Emma would never sell his letters.
She already sold his jacket, the one he died in.
A thief must have taken them.
You missed a point, Kitty, that none of these things are hers to sell. I am now Earl Nelson, and all our brother's property is mine.
My husband is going to London. He will find her and Horatia if he can and bring them home to us.
More fool him.
Emma was ever generous and kind. My brother's friend, guardian to his daughter.
Guardian? You still believe that?
Do you dare call his honour into question?
Kitty, it's clear from the letters.
You have read this, Virago?
I may have leafed through.
Oh, shame on you, brother.
Bonjour, Monsieur Gentil.
Vous ne me payez pas. C'est fini.
Je vous en prie, Monsieur. Lady Hamilton est malade.
Oh, désolé, mademoiselle.
I'm a thirsty child. There.
Well, I don't want water. If that bottle's finished, open another.
No more wine while Monsieur Gentil's bill for 3,000 francs remains unpaid.
Vive la France.
My lady.
Oh, don't start all that again.
I will never tell a living soul, I do most sincerely promise you.
I swore to your father before God that I would never tell his secret.
My father's dead.
I loved him.
So did I.
And all in the world, dear.
So was I.
Give me his portrait.
You will never know love as I have known it. Oh, the sun goes down.
No, madam. The room is bright with sunlight. My lady, don't leave me.
He comes up and is cut down like a flower. Oh, flawless. Sailor's life.
Don't leave me in ignorance.
It's all too long ago.
In Victory, Emma was played by Imogen Stubbs, Nelson by Ronan Vibert, and Hamilton by Stuart Richman. Fanny was played by Fiona Clark, Kitty by Verity Mae Henry, and Reverend Nelson by Seamus O'Neill. Greville was played by Andonice Anthony, Beckford by Jonathan Keeble, Horatia by Sophie Downham, and Young Horatia by Isabella Wolfe. Victory was written by Gwyneth Hughes and produced in Salford by Sue Roberts.
Oh, Horatia, my dear child. France! We never should have thought to look for you in France.
I'm so pleased to see you. So pleased to see Dover again.
Oh, a dreadful time you've had, all alone. And poor Lady Hamilton. Come, let us go home together.
Aunt Kitty, do you believe... Is there any possibility at all that poor Lady Hamilton was my mother?
None whatsoever.